Now that you have a basic understanding of the ergonomics risk screen and the two formats that are available, let's turn to how to use the ERS. The ERS assessment is divided into 6 easy steps and typically takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete. The assessment can be completed during the workstation development process or after the workstation is complete. If performed after the workstation is complete, the best approach is to take video of the worker in action in the workstation. The video can then be used to complete the ERS assessment. It's most effective to capture at least 5 or 6 cycles of the work process, or 3 to 5 minutes of repeating tasks. Note that it is possible to complete the ERS while observing the workstation in real time. However, postures and body movements can be more easily assessed from video. It's also easier to measure specific posture angles when you can review a video recording. If the workstation is in development, you can complete the ERS by anticipating the postures and movements that are required to accomplish the specific work tasks. Note that it may be necessary to complete the ERS again after the workstation is completed.